It's Friday, and on Friday we go to the movies at this time. But this week, a midnight showing of Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, erupted in deadly chaos.
Good thing we're not in that movie here.
Yeah, when a man armed to the teeth started shooting to kill.
The gentleman was arrested just outside the theaters. He was in possession of a rifle, a handgun, and a gas mask.
Yeah, it was an assault rifle and a Glock. He also had a shotgun and wore body armor as he killed 12 people and wounded 59 others in an attack so unexpected that some people at the movie thought they were watching Hollywood special effects. Now, our movie guy, Paul Preston, at themovieguys.net, joins us live, and we will talk about the content and the quality of the movie Batman for you here today. But Paul, first, I have got to ask you, can you even get your mind around a massacre happening at a movie?
Not really. I mean, in my opinion, I think that whatever happens with politics and finances in this country or most countries, the arts is kind of what really shapes society. I mean, I don't want to sound too highfalutin, but I mean, look at something like the Renaissance. It wasn't exactly a king or queen and all their shenanigans that got the world out of the Dark Ages. It was Queen Elizabeth championing painters, sculptors, musicians. Even today, most everything we use in the U.S. isn't made here, but movies are. They remain one of our greatest exports. So it's a horrible tragedy when violence upsets something like a sporting or holiday event, but when violence mars the arts, I find it especially disturbing. The arts are an entirely peaceful process, not trying to bomb people in other countries, not trying to subjugate a race or a culture. It's just about being creative. And people were going out to enjoy the fruits of the filmmaker's labor. To walk into such a tragic event is absolutely horrible.
Yeah, well, you mentioned something there, Paul. Obviously, there was the massacre in the Olympics that also had the world's attention when people are trying to, you know, hold to their highest ideals. But anyway, it is very tragic, and unfortunately, it's not unheard of in America. But let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the movie now.
Yeah, exactly, because you know what? We still have Olympics, and we're still going to have movies, and everyone should go. And I think a lot of people are going to go and see The Dark Knight Rises. So, yeah, what to expect? Well, good news. This is one of the finest filmmakers out there, Christopher Nolan, and he's still working on wide appeal summer movies. So when you go to see one of his films like Inception or any of these Batman movies, it also doubles as an art film, which is good. Now, this is a satisfying, although not entirely exhilarating, finale to the Batman trilogy. The Dark Knight, the last film from 2008, set the bar really high with the Joker, and the villain here isn't quite as compelling. But Batman does what he does best. He returns. That's what he does. And he shakes off retirement to fight criminal mastermind Bane, who is starting an underground revolt, kind of a 1% versus the 99% riot in Gotham. Now, I don't know why they're always picking on Gotham. I don't know what Gotham did to every single criminal mastermind in the world. They always, wherever they are, even if they're in the middle of the woods, they're focusing their evil on Gotham.
Because that's where Batman is.
Yeah, well, he has to be there now because all the bad guys want to tear it down, you know?
There you go.
To me, Seattle's got it coming, but that's just me, is the whole coffee thing. But this franchise has a highest of pedigree cast. You know, Gary Oldman, who's made Virtuous exciting as Commissioner Gordon. Michael Caine delivers authentic emotion as Bruce Wayne. Morgan Freeman's back, kind of Batman's version of James Bond's Q, giving the comic relief and employing all sorts of new wonderful gadgets, including a modified bat plane in this one, which is really cool. He needs it to combat Bane and the horde of criminals he lets out of prison. But Bane isn't... Tom Hardy looks fantastic in this crazy mask playing Bane, but early test screenings proved he couldn't quite understand his dialogue because of the mask. So they re-recorded it, but that wasn't much help. It's still kind of muddled, and so is layered over top of everything else because it's recorded after the fact. It didn't get mixed into sounding like Bane's ever in the room. He's got a hood on at one point, and he sounds the same. You can tell they just recorded this voice later, and it's a little distracting.
We're out of time, essentially, but I do want to real quick say we've got the Princess Diaries girl, Anne Hathaway. How'd she do?
I was just going to say, she works wonders. Someone I saw host the Oscars, and I went, there's no way she can have the gravitas to hold a scene with Christian Bale flailing her way through that hosting gig. But she's great. She's remarkable. Self-assured and sexy and equally adept at beating up a guy as well. Nice. Nolan has improved the series that Joel Schumacher crushed with movies like Batman and Robin back in the day. So I think this one's, again, a good finale, and especially in the very last moments, wraps it up nicely.
All right. Well, I'm glad. Thank you very much, Paul, for taking the time to talk to us. That is our movie guy, Paul Preston. You can find him at themovieguys.net.